We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
You wanted spring? Sorry.
Right.
Nah, we skipped right over it. Sorry.
Here, son.
Sorry.
God.
It just keeps... I think we're going to see 92 today.
Yeah.
So they're saying 90. I bet we see 92 after it starts to cook.
Between today and tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be hot. Going to be hot.
I mean...
Going to be hot.
Woo.
Yeah, gonna be a hot one. So, yeah, today and tomorrow.
Good.
You got some highs. And good. Then, like Liz says in chat, spring is at the end of the week because then it dips back down into the 60s.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Thursday's supposed to be like 50 something. It's like, come on, you can't do this.
So let's knock this show out. Let's get our jobs done. And then you got to go to some water today, don't you? Today's got to be a beach day for Coco.
It's been
Coco and Elsa.
It's been all weekend. Was.
Yeah.
Adventures. And today it's going to be mostly water, either Atisco or Verona. One of the two is getting dipped in. That's for sure.
Dipped.
It was all weekend. I even got a
Where'd
little.
Where'd you
burnt.
Go?
Everywhere. Like, look at the difference. I'm sunburned. Atisco, all around it. Different parts in Marcellus Park. I finally went up to Upper Onondaga Lake Park. Which I'd never been to.
Interesting.
And only had seen on the social medias and always kept forgetting. And I finally was like, we're going. What a gorgeous spot.
Was it nice?
Yeah.
You got to give me a map to these places.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Ever venture out and about.
I should just do a Cody map.
You should.
Like of Central New York where, here.
You should put that out there. Let people know your favorite parks, your favorite spots.
It was,
do.
Although I thought for some reason there was a beach. Like a mini beach.
Upper Onondaga?
Yeah, because it's a bigger water thing.
Are you thinking of like those old-timey photos where they're like, back in 1930, this was the beach?
Because there's a huge pool. I've never seen
like
a pool.
Like a public pool?
Yeah. Like
Katie says that's her hood. She grew up a few blocks from there.
Like, I've never seen a pool so big where I'm like... Okay, summertime. I would come take a dip in you. I mean, I got mine at the apartment complex, but holy cow. But I thought that for some reason there was just from pictures, but it doesn't seem to be. But wow,
we're
how
probably
gorgeous.
Envisioning that same old timey photo of like a gazebo and people in big dresses.
Yes.
This was the Upper Onondaga Beach.
And they would go and take a dip.
They'd put on those old timey swimsuits with the big baggy sleeves down to there. And this is where they got wet on a hot summer day.
Don't show so much of your ankle, please.
Katie did swim lessons in that pool. We did it. We walked around the Camillus Community Garage Sale on Saturday.
Oh, I saw some signs. How was it?
I mean, the garage sale was fine. It sounds like a broken record. I just love the towns of New York State.
No, yes, they...
And it's just cute, and the houses are cute.
Yes, they're very old-timey, but not like, you know, not old-timey, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like something out of, you know, Pleasantville.
There's this one house that I couldn't stop looking at because it was so beautiful. And, like, I'm wandering around. It's, like, right on the corner, and it's, like, this old colonial house, but... The oldest went and did their acting class, and we just kind of walked around Camillus for an hour and a half, got some drink at, what is that? Is that Freedom of Espresso there? Sat
right.
there, got a drink, but bro, you get me at a community, I'm walking around, there's you show me a sign that says, church sale this way, and then I'm walking into a basement of the United Methodist Church, and they're serving up pulled pork sliders.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
You're right. You got my attention right there.
Jeez.
I'm locked in. Nope, it was cute. It's a cute little town to walk around.
Oh, that's a very solid spot to do a nice little like lap or two.
It was very cute.
Yep.
Got out
Super
there,
legit.
Did a little bit of that. You're going to get a hot one today, friends.
Yeah, wow.
It's a hot one, like 7 inches in the midday zone. What is that song?
Is that Santana?
Yes, it's smooth. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, I hear it in the voice a little, but you were doing it almost Dave Matthews style. So.
One lap in Gordon. I'm done.
I like it.
So we are here on a very hot Monday. Lots to get to. I was out at Nate Bargatze last night. I'll tell you about that.
Yeah.
Went to the movies on Friday with my oldest.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you about that. Oh, it's in my car. I got to go get it. All right. I'm going to go get that for you. I forgot all about that.
Yes.
17 years ago today, I became a dad for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday to my oldest, who's definitely not listening. They are very much a teenager who would not be up at 6:14 in the morning. But you know what? I became a dad for the first time 17 years ago.
Right now, though? Is it the right time?
No,
real nice.
What was it? 9:07 or something, I think it was.
Oh, I don't know when your first child was born.
You weren't there? Are you sure? No, we discussed it yesterday. The first one was born at like 9:00 a.m. Second one was born at 2:22 or whatever. And here's how I remember. I remember the times because when the oldest was born, and I've shared this story before, I don't know who was on at the time, if it was Regis and Kelly or whatever that Regis show was.
Yeah.
It was on the TV in the hospital. And clearly, I've been doing a lot of the heavy lifting during the birth, you know?
I mean,
my wife's just laying there.
Most of the work is universally known to be done by the man.
But I remember, my job, I won't be too descriptive, but when my job was to be near my wife and, you know, talking through it, I'm sure I was extremely helpful.
Yeah.
But on TV was that Regis and Kelly show.
Okay.
And it was some guy whose gimmick was he did a dance with a mannequin, so I'm there next to my wife, and on TV, it's this guy with a tuxedo holding a mannequin doing this dance thing, and there are a few moments
burned. It's where that meets that in Vasis.
Because it's already crazy enough that a human's coming out of another human.
Now there's one dancing with a mannequin on TV. That's it. Give me your weed drugs.
I wish I was on weed drugs back then.
Yeah.
But it was just like, oh, what is going on?
It's too much.
And then they just send you home with it, guys.
That's the thing.
They just send right home with a person.
They're like, you need to get out. You need to get out. And they're like, I thought that you kept it.
They're like, all right, mother's good?
No.
No, I don't think that shouldn't have happened. And then they're like, all right, get a wheelchair, head on down.
Could we go to the cafeteria first?
shouldn't we? Like, my wife's first craving was a Wegman sub, because you can't have lunch meat when you're about to poop a baby or whatever.
Which is still very weird, but okay.
So I remember that we had the Wegman subs brought to us, and then, you know, you're there for like a day, basically. And they're like, all right, we'll see you. Good luck with that person.
How boring is that, though?
What, sitting around?
For a whole day?
I don't know. I don't know if I got bored because it's just such an amazing, like, your life has been shocked into, like, oh, there's a person I got to watch now.
There's a little tiny little dog that's not a dog that
and
I got to watch.
You know me, I'm always partying, so I got to cut down on my partying.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Katie says, you're not just sitting around, I promise.
Well, I'm more at him. I know the lady's probably doing a lot.
I'm doing a lot of the work.
But knowing how much you did the day before, you kind of deserve.
I deserve a day off. Thank you.
To be able to just hang out, put your feet up,
hold legs, and cut umbilical cords. Can I get a day? Can I get a day?
I'm sure it's different when it's yours and all that, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I could do the umbilical cord thing.
I don't think I didn't want to, but they just kind of hand you the scissors and you go.
I would politely turn them back and pass.
You know what?
No, thank you.
I think we're paying for you to do this, I believe. So
no, thank you. I pierced my ear once, and that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead and just do that.
It is. We're doesn't make any sense. But shout out St. Joseph's Maternity, the birthing center. I think is what it's called. That's where we have both of our kids. Great job up there.
Birthing center.
It was very, very fun. And speaking of my oldest, we went to the movies on Friday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. What movie was out?
Dude, oldest loves horror movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Wife hates horror movies.
Yeah.
So we can't go and see them as a family.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if she just bites the bullet and
she
covers her eyes.
No, she's not. We're not going to waste $15 on that.
Gotcha.
So for like birthday weekend, I was like, I'll take you to the movies on Friday. What do you want to see?
Mm-hmm.
That Obsession movie, which I don't follow. They clue me into all these horror movie things. I don't know anything about horror movies. I like them, but I don't follow them.
No, that's, yeah, no.
So we go and see.
Yeah, I hear you.
Obsession, which I hadn't even heard of. Bro, 10 out of 10. This movie is crazy good.
No, I don't.
I'll give you the description of it. It's not spoiling anything.
I don't think I've heard of this before.
Dude has a crush on his coworker. They're like early 20s, young couple.
Yeah.
And he goes into this like magic shop, like this metaphysical shop with like, you know, crystals and stuff. And there's like a little joke, a stack of joke boxes called the One Wish Willow. And you make a wish and you snap the willow and then your wish comes true. Whatever. You don't think anything of it. So he, and if you don't want me to even spoil this much, come back in 5 minutes.
But more twig breaking. Oh,
why is there another? Like,
remember that with the crazy lady? That's how she got the people to run after you. She snapped that with
the hair and the in weapons.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that. There was a tie-in. So yeah, dude.
It's Iron now.
So he says the phrase in his car. Spoiler.
Yeah, you can spoil it for me. I'm not.
I would. He says, I wish Cody Lisi loved me more than anything else in the world. Snap.
Uh-oh.
And, oh, she does.
Does it turn into an obsession?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why he's a professional. Yep, it does.
That's cool.
But it gets
cool,
like gory and gross and horrible, and it was really awesome. It was really awesome.
Ooh, I don't want to spoil another part, but just in the middle, there is a very heart-wrenching moment I see of an overdosed cat. Oh.
Oh yeah, that's not even in the middle. It's early on. That's early, but the cat comes back a bunch, dude. So
this cat parties.
Yeah,
you can handle a little oxy, whatever.
Yeah, that's the only note the oldest had. The oldest is
I didn't even think of that.
Is the biggest.
Take that out.
Just to express to you how much our oldest loves animals, every animal that exists, they love this animal.
There's a scene where somebody stabbed somebody 455 times.
That's fine.
The cat was that.
That's
was
exactly what happened. Anytime we go see a horror movie, I don't care if you behead a million people.
No, same. That's fine. I hate it.
One scene with a dead animal, that's the most upsetting part of the movie.
Agreed.
We get home, I go, so what'd you think? That I don't know why they had to have a dead cat, but they go, but I knew it was a prop cat, so I was okay with
it. Okay.
They didn't really kill a cat.
Right.
But it's funny how you could behead an entire ship full of people with that one ghost ship wire.
But if
that's fine.
If there was a dog standing up on his the shoulders of his owner.
And then the dog got beheaded, dude, that would have been immediately tuned up.
A little funny to think of.
Just immediately shut it off. I'm not watching an animal.
No, not at all.
But if you like a good, and it was a good movie theater,
I like
seeing scary movies in the theater sometimes.
Just bigger, it's louder.
So if you're looking for a fun horror movie, Tell you what, Obsession was very, very good.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
How do you make a name as the city's most compelling compact crossover? Well, the Lexus UX started with a refined suspension tuned for the streets. Then added a palette of distinctive, vibrant exterior colors and kept it going with an available 12.3-inch touchscreen using our intuitive Lexus interface. The Lexus UX, engineered to fit in, designed to stand out. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Who was up late at Nate Bargatze last night? Your boy was. Your boy was up late.
I was, just because I was waiting for everybody to get home. I was nervous.
Okay, when you get home, you check in with me, okay?
I couldn't get to sleep till I knew everyone was home safe.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good night.
Okay. Okay, thank you for checking in.
Thank you.
Thank you for checking in. Cousin Jay was there. Very nice. was a fun show. It was fun. I got no complaints.
Yeah.
I get that he wants to help his buddies out, so he had like three openers, but they only did like 10 minutes apiece. It wasn't terrible.
That's okay. As long as there wasn't like a ridiculous wait in between them all, like they thought they were.
No.
Rock bands, so they got to take a half an hour.
There was no intermission. It was boom, boom, boom. It was just under 2 hours total. So that was fun. It was a fun night.
Nice.
Yeah, Cousin Jay and I both spent about an hour in the parking garage, but.
Yep. No, that's a tough situation. If you park in the parking garage, you have to just wait.
Yeah.
You have to wait for the entire thing to slowly creep out.
It was a test, and I feel like I passed the test. You need to ask my wife if I passed the test, I'm working better. To not be as much as I am. You know what I'm saying.
No,
I'm
get
a
it.
Lot.
Cody. I get it.
I'm a lot to be around.
No, I understand.
I have a lot of, I make yeah. people around me stressed out. I have a lot of, I've just got a lot of emotions that come out of me.
Mm.
And I told myself, hey, this is a special thing.
Yeah.
You're going to get out late.
Yep.
You're not going to get a full night's sleep, Josh, but that's the sacrifice you made. You're going to a fun comedy show with your wife. So I was calm. Mm-hmm. I get to the parking garage, and you know I want to freak out. Deep inside, there's that little that little seedling that's like, dude,
well,
be really mad right now. But no, you're not going to.
Because what's it going to do?
What's it going to do?
You
what's
can't
it do
anything?
For the greater good?
Exactly.
Unless what's you, it do for the greater
Unless you park in a different spot next time, now you know for next time.
Yep, not, now I know.
To not either park in the, you know, the lot that's next to it or the, you know, the one that's behind.
Yep. You know and it was fine. There? We were on 3B for the parking garage. So I'm like, you're going to, they naturally, you can't get out there. All the cars beneath you are going right
yep.
now.
Yep.
So you just chill.
Yeah. I'd go right straight to the top.
It's just easier.
And I just sit. I just wait. I'll take a half an hour. I don't even care.
So it was a good test for your boy's anxiety, your the stress. Because if you don't know the show on K-Rock, one of my OCD things that I've always had since I was a little baby boy is no worrying about not getting enough sleep. I would stare at the clock all night long. My mother would unplug the clock because I'd be upset. And I'm like, don't look at the clock. Don't start doing that mental math you do where you're like, well, if I go to bed, okay, if I'm in bed by midnight, then I'll get 4 hours. And I guess people can survive on 4 hours. But like, this is a spiral that happens.
You would just get four and a half hours like the rest of us normal people.
Yeah, see, I don't.
You wouldn't even worry about that. Now, would you?
And you were my inspiration all last night. I'm like, Cody goes to bed at like 11 o'clock all the time, and he's fine. You can be fine. You'll be fine.
It was close to that when I laid down because I was watching Cavs Pistons Game 7, which was one of the worst Game 7s ever.
Oh, really?
It was a blowout. But so Cavs and Knicks now. But it was close to that time. So yeah.
You were my inspiration. I was like, you're the reason in my life.
It's not
you're
good,
the
though.
Inspiration. No, it's not good. I know.
Because I'll wake up like this morning. Even though it wasn't a ton of sleep, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But there'll be mornings where I'll wake up and I'll be standing there and I'll go,
oh boy.
Oh my God, 4 hours was the worst. Oh well, that's when you got to get that cold splash.
And then
your body
sometimes will just shut you down on a Friday afternoon.
Yes.
You'll text me and you'll say, oh, yep. I just sat on the couch and I woke up 6 hours later.
Four and a half to five extra hours
your
later.
Your body will get to you. But it was fun. It was worth it. It was a great night. Yeah. Just one of those beautiful summer almost nights where like you're walking around downtown.
Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of Game 7, Sabres tonight, dude.
You got Sabres.
I wrote them off. I was like, the Canadians got this.
Yep. Yep. I did too. Just
and
the way they were playing.
What was the score Friday? Like
it was a
8-3 or something.
It was a lot.
All right. So where is tonight? Is tonight in Buffalo?
Yeah.
Grease the poles, baby.
Yeah. So I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I think. And Sabres fans, they tell me to shut my mouth. Take, you know,
I'm not gonna
solace in the fact that you guys didn't do anything for a long time. This was a pretty good run.
It's a big deal.
For a team that I've been told can continue this for several years. So the window is now open.
Did something.
So this year's isn't even closed yet. But the window for the next couple years is still open.
Yeah, I don't follow hockey. I enjoy playing it as a video game, but I don't follow it. Did they make, like, moves to make this team really good this year or
just
something?
Chat said they're a good young team and they need maybe a different goalie possibly, but they'll be good for a bit. So that's good to know going forward.
All right. All right. Malloy says the NHL posted something on Facebook, Sabres versus Unknown. Uh-oh, did somebody leak the script?
Uh-oh.
I'm not one of those guys that believes that sports are scripted. Like football fans are always like, well, this is the NFL script.
No, they just, they, I think they push certain narratives and stuff, like with the NBA draft lottery and all that. I forgot the article already, but basically they were like, we're going to look at this and watch you, and we're going to change this because this is weird. And the NBA was like, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. There is some suspicion with things.
All right.
But yeah, I don't think they.
I don't think athletes are dedicating their whole lives to a sport, and then when it comes, someone's going to go, "Hey, you're not winning today."
No, athletes know refs and such. Absolutely,
sure. Well, speaking of chat, if you want to jump in there, twitch.tv/theshow. I acquired that username over the weekend. Somebody was sitting on it for a very long time, and I said, "Can we has?" And they said, "You can has." So twitch.tv/theshow. Even easier to remember. Smashing Pumpkins. Good morning. This is K-Rock. Do you see they announced a tour? They announced a tour.
The Pumpkins did?
Yeah. Man, it's hard to defend Billy Corgan sometimes.
Oh, no. Where is it going
to
be?
I'm such a big Pumpkins fan. I mean, I'm a Pumpkins fan up to, like, the Zwan era. Like, yeah. I liked Gish, Siamese Dream, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
Yep.
I'll even dive into, like, the Ava Adore stuff where he was like,
that one song's cool, but that's when he was like, oh, I love makeup.
So over the weekend, it might have even been yesterday, I don't know. Billy, like, you're so cringe sometimes, man. They post they're going to do this live stream, and I'm a sucker for a live stream, but they were calling it, like, a moratorium. This isn't even going to make sense. In memoriam of Zero, 1995 to 2026.
Okay.
And you remember back in the 90s, he'd always wear that Zero t-shirt, and that was like a big thing, rats in a cage, all that stuff.
That was a big deal.
He does a live stream like Zero was a person, and now Zero's dead.
Oh, okay.
And Howie Mandel comes out and gives
not obituary.
No, but like that. Like, he gives a speech.
I can't think of the word on now, but yes.
It was yesterday at 8
that's
o'clock.
That's the weirdest. Why?
I gotta go back and watch it.
Well, it's because he is into wrestling. He's trying He's trying to do a wrestling promo to sell his tour.
It was a eulogy to something called Zero. I just thought Zero was a shirt, Billy. I'm sorry.
No, he did it, you googly.
Was it a person? I don't know.
Okay.
Was it an entity? I don't know. But it was last night at 8 o'clock, so I get home from Nate Bargatze.
Cash grab.
Go watch it on demand, cash grab. And it's literally like 30 minutes of people eulogizing something called Zero. I fast-forwarded, don't get me wrong.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
and
no
then
thanks.
They did a set, and then they announced a tour. That's the part that's cool.
Yes.
Is that they're going back on the road in honor of Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness's 30th anniversary tour, believe it or not. Legendary double disc.
Yeah.
One of my favorite albums of all time.
That was one of the first, my first, like, soirees, if you will, into double disc.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea.
You're like, what is this?
Like, oh my God, how many songs are on this?
What is this? So
that'd be cool.
They did this whole weird eulogy thing. Is Howie Mandel just in everything now?
Yeah, well, he does a lot of weird cameos because he's now of that era of the Howie Mandel era of that, like, oh, look, it's Howie Mandel. Okay, bye, Howie. You know what I mean? We don't need him to host a show.
He hosts every show, and he's on every podcast I listen to will have an ad done by Howie Mandel.
But he's in them. We don't need him in movies, but he'll do cameos.
Whether he's like promoting a gambling app, or he must have a series called Howie Does It, where his gaming group challenges other gaming groups. I don't know, man.
No, every once in a while, he just pops up in, like, a reel. Like
he's
that,
everywhere.
Like that. Who did he make mad? Somebody, remember, it's like,
Bill
that's
Burr.
That's your dad.
Billy Corgan.
Yeah. That's the last time I saw Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel had a podcast.
Now he owed him one.
With Bill Burr on it, and there's, like, some stupid internet thing where they're like, Bill Burr and Billy Corgan are actually related.
Because his dad was a pimp.
So I guess Bill Burr was on Howie Mandel's show. Howie Mandel brings out Billy Corgan. It's super awkward.
Yep.
Felt like a work. I guess it wasn't a work. I don't know.
Another weird wrestling style thing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But he also eulogized this. Anyways, back to the Pumpkins. It's called the Rats in a Cage Tour. They announced it last night. Closest, if you're listening in CNY right now.
Nowhere, huh?
Brooklyn and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is still 4.5 hours away. Brooklyn, that's about as close as you're getting around here. I love the Pumpkins. I really was a huge fan. I don't think I'm going to travel to Brooklyn for this one. I think I'm all set.
No, that's.
I think I'm all set because I've watched streams of Billy lately. I want to remember the Billy Corgan I remember. You know? Oh boy!
If they were here,
yeah, I'd go see them. Absolutely,
that'd be a neat.
Not going to travel for them.
Pavilion,
yeah.
Show
the Joni Mahoney Pavilion you speak of.
Mm-hmm. Well, would that be a full?
I bet they could sell.
If a day to remember they open up,
I bet they could sell.
That'd be a cool.
I don't know. Have
a couple other names on there.
I don't. Yeah, you gotta load it up a little bit. Saw them at the Landmark. In the 90s.
I've never seen him.
And that was good.
I don't know if maybe I've seen him in he's had like 8 other bands, right? Has he ever done anything?
You may have seen him pop up in other things, but you'd remember seeing Billy Corgan.
Yeah,
he's a huge, giant, Caillou-looking bald guy on stage.
I'm
you'd remember
pretty
that.
Pretty sure I've seen the band members do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that...
Yeah?
That what's
James
the...
James Iha, the guitar player?
I think he was in a band that we had
Jimmy Chamberlain played drums in a couple other bands.
That sounds very familiar. A lot of, DFB stuff seems to be popping up. That's where we had a lot of those, you were in a big band, and now you have a different band? Want to hop on this?
Darcy disappeared and went and lived on a farm, and she's no longer in the
band. Oh, that's not the lady that's on the
stuff?
No.
Darcy hasn't been in the Pumpkins in a long, long time. And they tried to get her back, I guess, for a reunion, and she wants nothing to do with it. So, yeah, James Iha was in a Perfect Circle for a little bit. So they've done stuff, but I don't know. I'll just remember them. I went, and I used to buy in the 90s how big of a Pumpkins fan I was. I'd go to Knuckleheads in North Syracuse with my neighbor John and buy Pumpkins bootlegs.
Oh, my God. I remember that place.
Remember Knuckleheads?
Holy cow.
Yeah, we'd go to Knuckleheads and buy bootleg CDs there of the Smashing Pumpkins, and they sounded great. And that's how I think I want to remember them, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't need to travel to Brooklyn, I think, for this, but y'all have fun. Hope they sell a lot of tickets.
Yeah.
Give us a follow on twitch.tv/theshow. Lock down that username, twitch.tv/theshow.
Slap that ass.
Slap that slap bracelet. I'll believe it when I see it. Allegedly... Oh. GTA 6 pre-orders are supposed to go live today.
Well, it's supposed to be out in November, right?
I don't know the release date. This is a game that's been supposed to be released for, my whole life, it feels like.
No, I thought it was November. But, I mean, eventually, they got to start. They might as well start taking everybody's money.
Yesterday, Best Buy leaked, a leak went out where they said pre-orders are supposed to start today at 4 p.m.
Oh, man, it's going to crash the system, I bet.
But what am I pre-ordering? I haven't seen a trailer. I haven't seen any footage.
Oh.
No.
Were you a GTA guy?
I like GTA 5.
Okay.
I don't like the GTA Online stuff because I don't know. I feel like I'm doing it wrong.
No, I remember... the very first ones.
Yeah.
That I got for Christmas on PlayStation.
Yeah.
One of them, well, it wasn't GTA, but there was a game called Driver that was very similar. And then the GTA 1 where it was overhead.
Yeah, we're so old that I played GTA 1.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, you can just drive through people with a car?
Right?
Yeah, we killed all these... Like, it's the monks or whatever, and then it says that word or whatever.
Yep. I mean, I remember playing some of the other ones, and I remember my friends were huge into it.
Yeah.
I would try, but I remember we're the age where I only played when I had the giant stack of papers in front of me with the cheat codes.
With the cheats and knowing,
I just wanted a bunch of weapons and run around for 10 minutes, and then I die, and I hand it off to the people that are actually playing the game.
Like,
that's
my
what I would
favorite
do.
Part of Grand Theft Auto... And I guess this GTA 6 is supposed to be like the biggest open world game ever. Yeah. It'll be the most profitable game of all time.
Yes.
People have been waiting on this.
It'll be Red Dead Redemption.
$150 probably, yes.
Oh, I bet.
And what I like doing in GTA, and I know it's not what the point of the game is, I like getting stoned and driving around.
Oh, that's right. You did
I
do that.
I just like driving around.
You did do that.
Sometimes I follow
all right.
the rules.
Yeah.
Because I can't. get hammered and drive in real life.
You would follow the rules.
So I like to catch a buzz and just drive around and listen to the radio and do whatever I want to do.
Yep.
Do I want to go shoot this guy? I can do whatever I want to do. Do I want to jump this motorcycle over a bridge? Think I'm going to do that right now.
No, those were cool.
I get into those missions.
Just little splurts, little bits here and there is all I really enjoyed. So, but I see why people liked it.
Yeah, it's just it's open world. You can get in all kinds of, like the one right now, like GTA 5's been out, I don't know what, 15 years? I don't know when it came out. It's been out forever.
I would imagine.
And it's still like one of the most profitable games because people will go to the casino. They'll do the, they've kept GTA Online interesting for people.
But same though, I never did the online either. It's too hard.
Yeah, I don't want to as somebody who wants everyone to like him all the time.
It's too much pressure.
It's too much pressure.
There's anxiety involved.
Strangers mad at me because I did something wrong.
Yeah. No,
like,
thanks.
We're doing a heist and I'm in charge of something. I don't want to screw it up.
You were supposed to move. I don't know. Sorry, there was a dog outside.
I'm not going to shoot the dog.
Yeah. What was I supposed to do? You were supposed to be your backup. Yeah. I'm sorry. There's an ice cream commercial on TV.
I'm sorry.
Blue Bunny makes soft ice cream now.
Exactly. They don't know what's going on in our real life.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm in the middle of a heist and Freddy comes and says, and I go, I let the dog out.
Oh,
can't let the dog out.
They're like, all right, guys.
All right, team, we're about to move in and we're going to need everybody to get ready, resume the positions, and you hear in the background, Josh, who's your Freddy?
Who's your Freddy?
Who's your Freddy?
Big Stretch!
Who's your Freddy?
Josh, are you there?
Uh-huh.
There you go, Freddy!
Uh-huh.
Or it's
me. You're playing, and they just hear, like... What?
Oh, we're going now!
Yeah, what are you doing? Leroy Jenkins, yeah. Yeah, whoever Cody is, bro, we're getting shot
at. What the hell?
All right, I'm here.
Who is?
Yeah, I'm coming right in right now.
Help you in right a different in building.
The first ever Show Fam Plant Swap is coming up Saturday, May 30th.
Swap a plant and two, man.
Over at Crazy Daisy's. 2 to 4.
I'm so
we'll be
excited.
Hanging out over there.
This is going to be so fun.
It's going to be a super fun day for your boy. I'm doing a plant swap.
Oh, yeah. You got a whole...
Get this.
Thing.
I got a plant swap from 2 to 4. My brother-in-law's 50th birthday pub crawl is happening that day. So we're going to find what bar he's at.
Wow.
And then we'll go to cake that night.
Jeez.
So my wife and I are going to be all over town, bud.
And then isn't something Sunday or something?
Don't you have something? Jason Mraz
Sunday.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you're a wild man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend. It's going to be a busy weekend.
Gonna be zero time for Bed Bath.
No, there's not going to be time for it.
Mm-mm.
And then fear not, just so you know, that Monday after, we won't be here live. We'll be back on Tuesday. Because Sunday night shows, they caused me a lot of stress. I felt it last night with Nate Bargatze, and I can't enjoy myself fully. So that's just the plan for that. Just put it in your calendar. Don't freak out.
Or freak out.
Yeah, or freak out a little. I don't care.
Call everybody 1,000 times over and let everybody know it's like when you can't.
When you can't hear us, how important it is to your Monday morning to hear us. Okay? You'd hate to lose us, wouldn't you? Well, Coco, our time has come. As an emerging trend in fashion is male cleavage. It's happening, bud.
No, thank you.
It's not... Like you and I have, which are...
where I squish my boobies together and take pictures for the internet.
I don't know how to measure breasts. I would say probably we're high A cup, low B cup, maybe. We got a couple.
I would say because you got to remember it goes around first. So it kind of skews your thought process of what you think how big you are because it measures around and I'm very wide.
Yeah, we should get measured at some point. We should go to a Victoria's Secret or something. You did?
I did for when I did all those crazy shoots and stuff
with May
and stuff there.
You did do suits, but I want to know what bra we would wear.
That I don't remember.
Regardless, this isn't for us. Or the rest of you fellow dudes with a couple of mammaries. This is for hunky. These are packs.
Not boobies, but packs.
No.
Gotcha.
Mm. Front side cleavage for men is the latest trend in fashion. I don't think it's a latest trend. People have been showing off their pecs forever.
Yeah, it's just pecs.
It's basically, if you're a dude who's jacked and got great pecs, you just wear your shirt really unbuttoned so it kind of shows your male cleavage.
They do that anyway. So it's not a new thing.
This is a Alton Mason, I guess, is the designer.
Okay.
And the shirts do not even have buttons up here. They do not.
No.
Have, they're not. You couldn't button them if you wanted to.
Yes. I almost call it like the Aladdin. I call it the Aladdin look.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's like a flowy.
It's flowy and it's open.
Like you'd wear it in like, you know, the Middle East because it's, you know, 400 degrees.
Yeah. I mean, the guys that are pulling this look off are gorgeous men. I'm not going to look like they look with a shirt unbuttoned. I'm still going to look hunky.
Well, yes.
I'm a man about the woods.
Yeah. Rich dudes like to wear them too.
Yeah. They're just, it's just open.
Yeah.
They're just getting a lot of air moving in there.
Which I like.
Sure.
But if I'm going through all that, I'm just wearing a little tiny tank top or nothing.
All right. Katie says, measure under your bust and then over. Subtract the two, and each inch different is a cup size.
What? That's a lot of math right there. That seems like a word problem. I don't know what time.
What is this, a Regents exam?
Or what time the train gets there.
Oh, Aiden is right. That'd be a dope bong, but then you'd have to ruin it to make it a bong.
Yeah, I'm not what's the word I'm looking for? Like, technologically gifted enough to do that without, like, smashing holes in
ruined.
It.
Don't do that.
I love this as is.
If you're not watching in our Twitch or YouTube stream, first of all, how dare you? Twitch.tv/theshow. Stole that username from somebody who hadn't been using it. So it's twitch.tv/theshow.
They took it and didn't do anything with it.
They didn't do anything with it. So I wanted it because we're the show. So I got it.
You gotta do something. As the Pope once famously said, pee or remove yourself from pee pot.
Yes. So he's holding a Maverick helmet, a popcorn bucket.
Hell yeah.
They were out at Movie Tavern and I texted him. I said, is this what you were looking for? And it was. And it's the Maverick helmet and they had the other one, Iceman. That's the red one, I think. Who's?
Oh, I thought it was Goose.
Maybe it was. I don't know. Top Gun.
I think it was Maverick and Goose.
Yeah. So he's got the blue one. You can eat out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's watertight. Like, I don't know if you could do, like, a cereal out of it.
We'll find out after I put popcorn in it to wash it.
And wash it, yeah. But it would make a pretty fun smoking device as well.
That would be neat if someone could do that, but I want this one.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool.
Yeah, doesn't your mom have a popcorn popper now? Go over there, pop some fresh popcorn.
Right? Yeah, that's what it is. She got some ready.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk snacks. As I recognize, I'm going to be in the minority about the excitement around this. Now, your boy's trying to watch his BP.
You say minority?
Get out.
I said the door.
I am trying to keep that BP down.
Okay.
Salt intake, and believe it or not, your boy's been trying to wash his salt.
Goose fraba.
You may be surprised to learn this, but I was probably going too hard on Slim Jims for a little while. Salted meats. Gonna give me an early death. So I've been dying back on my salts.
Okay.
This will be an exception, as Spam has announced the new Spam dog.
No.
Which is a hot dog made out of Spam. And I know. It's not for everybody.
No.
But you're telling me I could cook up some Spam in a hot dog bun now?
You didn't say that correctly.
What?
It's not for anybody.
Oh, it's for me.
It's not for anybody.
Now, normally I'd eat 4 or 5 because I got to watch that BP get that salt down.
Now just 2-3.
I'll do two.
Do two, these bad boys. Two.
Look at Aiden's in recovery from triple bypass, and he says it sounds delicious. Nick and Chad says science has gone too far.
That's it. I mean, again, why are we doing things like this?
Because we need it.
There's so many other things out there.
Because I have another snack you're going to like, but first,
doesn't look bad. If this is an actual picture of...
You don't like hot dogs, though.
But no, I don't eat. So if it tastes like Spam extra, it's almost like extra hot dog.
Let me ask you a question. And I'm not going to call anybody out by name or specifically. You see somebody having a roadside stand and they're selling hot dogs.
Yeah.
What's a fair price for that hot dog, do you think?
You're saying like...
Like a little tent. They got a little like cart, maybe. They got a little umbrella. What do you think a roadside hot dog goes for?
I would say 2 or 3, to be honest with you. 2-3 sounds good.
5 is too much, right?
Yeah, if it's just a hot dog, man. Yeah, you can't.
5 is too much, I feel like, for that.
Yes, because we all know how much you're spending on a pack of hot dogs. It's not like you can hide the mystery of, well, I do a lot of extra things with this burger, so it's, you know, $15.
I'm sympathetic to the economy. People trying to make a business. They got to, you know, afford all their carts and tents. But a $5 hot dog felt like too much.
Yeah, no.
That's a $2 or $3 item. $5 burger. If it makes sense.
Yes. If it's got a lot of extras on it and, there, you know, there's a bunch of wacky things, and then fine.
$5 dog was too much.
Fine.
Too much.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So the Spam Dog will be not available yet. I'm told it's coming soon to select stores, rolling them out this summer at select convenience chains, baseball stadiums, and select restaurants. Now, you're an ice cream fan. I know that about you. I'm not going to get you on board for a Spam Dog.
No.
What about a grass ice cream?
Yeah. That, like, because it's like matcha. That's kind of what matcha is. Tastes like grass. So I would try that. I want to see what that tastes like.
There's
grass
a farm
ice cream
called the Flavors of Cook Farm. It's a dairy farm in the town of Hadley.
Okay.
Or is that Scotland or whatever? Which is conveniently the asparagus capital of the world. God. They're releasing an ice cream flavor that's supposed to taste like kind of grass.
I bet it's got
strings or chunks of asparagus.
Oh, see, no.
With almonds
no.
and pistachio.
Oh, no.
Too much?
Yeah,
too
I don't want all that. Because grass isn't bad. It's got like a sweet flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I could see a neat flavor profile, like a very light something.
Yeah, we're trying our ice cream tomorrow at 7:30 in the morning.
That'd be a lot better than trying grass.
7:30 a.m. tomorrow, we will have our
That's
boy.
Awesome. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
I already forgot what it was.
It's the cookie. We don't have a name for it. It's been killing me.
To come up with a name?
I got nothing.
Tell people what it is, because I can't remember
it's
what
like
it is.
It's like the cookie, the Biscoff
cookie.
Biscoff cookie with, what type of ice cream was it? Was it brown sugar ice cream?
I guess we're going to find that out tomorrow.
And with the swirl in it, a little swirl.
Okay.
Because he said it in some text that he shot you.
Hold
back.
On, let me, I can look it up. I remember
you what. I wanted to know, Average Joe asked, are we surprised that Cody knows what grass tastes like? No, because Elsa eats grass like a cow. So I was curious, what's the deal? So I ripped up a bunch off the ground there, like those big long strands that kind of grow from, you know, they're out in the wild, but they don't look like the regular grass. So I took a bunch of them, bent them in half, and they did like a...
Sure he did.
To see, I was like, what is this? And it's just kind of sweet.
Sure he did.
You ever had, and then the clovers, you ever had clovers?
No!
They're very sour. Yeah, they're sour. It's awesome.
All right.
You've never eaten a clover?
Never eat. Why would I eat a clover?
You've
dogs
never
pee
eaten
on
a clover
it.
Before.
Dogs
oh
pee on it.
Oh, my God, bro.
All right. Here's our ice cream. It's cookie butter.
Tyler killed it.
What'd he say?
Yeah, ChatGPT did. Look at that. That's pretty neat.
Cookie butter ice cream with raspberry swirl and Biscoff chunks.
Yeah.
So we'll see what he comes up with. He usually has a couple varieties tomorrow.
I got no name.
I got no name for that.
Biscoff cookie.
I got no name for that.
No.
Help come up with some names.
Come up with something.
All right. Tyler had a bunch from ChatGPT. Give me some more.
Ice cream McIce cream face?
Ice cream McIce cream. Yes. I love it. The Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse, presented by Topps Friendly Markets in and around Clinton Square, coming up in just a couple of weeks, the first weekend of June. And it is zero human monies, so much to taste, so much music to listen to.
Oh, it's going
to
be great.
The sun is shining. We're all thinking towards summer now.
Yep.
And we really officially kick off the summer at the Taste of Syracuse.
That really
is. Get your information at tasteofsyracuse.com.
This is all just kind of like extra.
This is all just bonus. Thank you, Spaz, for that sub in Twitch, twitch.tv/theshow.
Thank you.
A new poll asked, do you lock your bathroom door? And I'm curious, too, if you, who live alone, lock your bathroom door.
Bro, I don't even close it.
Wow.
Because, again, it's weird. There's no fan, I think, out of an air, and I have that thing where my window doesn't ever open. So
I get
a little claustrophobic in there sometimes.
You do?
Because there's just no way out.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no way out.
Does your bathroom have a lock on it?
It's gotta.
It's gotta. You don't even know. You don't even think about it.
It's gotta, right? I would imagine.
32% of people lock it only when guests are over. 34% say they always lock the bathroom door, and 21% say they never do.
No.
I got kids, and they don't, if the door's closed, they don't put the math together that maybe someone's in there sitting on a bowl.
Taking a poopskies.
Yep. They just open it, so I'll lock that thing.
That I get. Yeah, if you have more people, then yeah, you definitely have to.
Freddie has no chill, so if I left the door open, he'd be all up in my business.
Oh, see, no, Elsa doesn't care.
Really?
No, I don't have anything in there for her, so there's no interest in that bathroom unless there's a thunderstorm, and that's really the only time
she goes.
That's
where she goes to hide?
Yeah, that's really the only time she's in the bathroom.
Someone said, quote, in this poll, my bathroom door doesn't have a lock. Others said they leave the door open because their kids and pets freak out if they don't.
Yeah, no, I never. There's people, I'll close it.
Yeah.
It's got to have a lock on it, though. It's got to. Imagine. Yes.
Right?
I would say so. But, no, I don't.
Some of you are just pooping with your doors wide open.
Right? Jeez.
A lot of you admitting to just leaving your door wide open. All right.
That
I can't do.
I do, but not if there's nobody or if there's people there. I'm not going to be like, I'm going to poop now. I mean, if there's people there.
You'll close it?
If I'm peeing, not closing it.
Even if you have guests over?
Nah.
You're hosting?
Nah, I don't care.
Mama Mac and Chris are over for a game. You're not closing the door?
Because I'm not. It's that angle. You know what I mean? There's no way you can see me in there. Because it juts off of the the hallway so fast.
All right. No, you are right. It is a pretty, there is no straight eye shot to your bathroom, so you'd be private.
Unless you're, standing there.
Hey, what are you doing in there?
Peeing.
What are you doing? I don't know. I'm doing some peeing. A lot of you are open door people in here. I don't roll with that. I need my privacy. I need my time.
No, it's weird. There's not, just from high school and then growing up here at the dome and peeing in the trough.
Yeah.
There's not much privacy with bathrooms growing up.
All right.
So you might as well, or just how many times you're in the locker room trying to take a dump and people just kick the door open at you.
Oh, that would happen?
Oh my God.
I never pooped at school.
To the point where you would just leave the door open.
Ever.
Or the best move was is that this is what I would do is that you wait until during the day in school, in high school, and then you'd go back down to the gym room locker rooms. That's where you would poop. It was a bit of a walk, but there'd never be anybody in there ever.
You had a specialty bathroom that you knew?
You could just have a nice private time pooping.
Okay. All right. Well, a lot of you are admitting to just having wide open doors in your bathrooms, I guess.
Free poopers.
In studio, the head coach of your Syracuse men's lacrosse team, Gary Gate. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Well, big win Saturday. And that means, you just said to us, you got to figure out how to keep this thing going.
Yes,
you're
we do.
Up bright and early. I guess talk about the game on Saturday. I know we made some adjustments as they started to get a little hot there. What were those adjustments you made?
Well, first of all, the field was, it was slippery.
Mm-hmm.
And it really made for a slow start. That first quarter, both teams were having a tough time trying to figure out the footing to get off some good shots.
Mm-hmm.
And very low scoring in the low scoring first half. And then we both figured it out. And I thought we played pretty well in the second half and then got the job done.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to the Final Four. Let's start with what this week looks like. Because
hell yeah.
You do got to practice today. I bet you didn't plan on it being 92 degrees. Do you have to adjust to, we're not going to get injuries? What do we do today?
We do a great job preventing injuries.
Mm-hmm.
We're really healthy right now. Second year in a row going into the playoffs we always take that into account. The adjustment's going to be figuring out how to get some reps on grass.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to work on. But without moving right to grass, because if you go to grass, you wear your legs out.
Okay, why is that?
The change of surface, use different little muscles.
Interesting.
The science says it takes 2 weeks to acclimate to playing on grass. Otherwise, you spend the worst first week, if you played on grass the whole time, your legs will be exhausted, and you won't be ready for the weekend. So what we'll do is just mix in some drills on grass, but do most of the full field drills and that on the turf and keep the legs fresh.
I saw that Spallina said that they don't feel like you guys have played. I don't know how he phrased it, either 100% or the whole game, but or whatever. He still got gas.
60 minutes. Yeah. You know, that's what we talk about, paying a full 60 minutes or 60 plus if mm-hmm. you go into overtime. But yeah, we really haven't put it all together for a full game, and I'm hoping that we're going to see that this weekend.
What are we planning for Notre Dame? We've had one win, one loss against them, right?
No, just them. We've got one loss this okay. year. We went out. We played regular season game at Notre Dame.
Yep.
Last game of the year. And so we played them recently, and we get an opportunity to make some adjustments, change things up, and go back at them again. We're excited about it.
What is it like to have a full week between these games? How do you keep the guys hot for that whole week? And you said you'll leave Thursday probably?
Probably Thursday, get out of here. You know, we keep them busy.
Yeah.
We'll be doing a lot of film, a lot of prep, trying to make some great adjustments and hopefully we'll see those on Saturday.
Knock on wood, Coach. 2:30, awesome. ESPN2. It's yep. going to be on TV, so make sure you're watching the game. Of course, yeah. Safe travels, Coach.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thanks, guys. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great weekend for Syracuse lacrosse, and we got our fingers crossed.
We got our fingers crossed. Coach Gary Gate, thank you so much for making time, sir. Have a good week, and we'll be cheering for you on Saturday.
Well,
all right,
guys.
Get the show on demand wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Type in K-Rock the show, and boom, there we are.
Touchdown.
Even leave us a review. Let us know how much you like us. Podcasts, baby. We're there. We've been there a long time. So please subscribe and give us a follow. We would love
podcast.
That.
You would like a podcast. Oh, my God.
I don't know. All right. So this school dinner accidentally served dirt. And I'm going to explain what happened. Because it's kind of like a perfect storm of like how they serve dirt.
All right.
But also, as a couple of fellas who love whatever your version of it, dirt cake, worm food, whatever that dessert is.
Yeah.
I would have taken a bite out of the dirt.
I just said, last week that I said I could really go for some dirt.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, I love some cookies all crumbled up on pudding. Pudding's
so
top notch.
I would have also assumed this must be that. Anyways, it wasn't. It was real dirt.
Why?
Okay. So,
how?
This was like a perfect storm. That Wednesday night, they were having the school's empty bowl supper event.
Okay.
Earlier that day, one of the science classes, had baked a tray of dirt to sterilize it to see how plants grow in sterilized dirt.
Nerd. Okay.
All right. Three students at Metamock Valley High School briefly consumed potting soil on Wednesday during the school's empty bowl supper event. The soil had been baked earlier that day. Wasn't the only thing baked earlier? The soil had been baked earlier that day by students as part of a science experiment to sterilize it for plant growth testing. You know, nerdy stuff.
Let's see how we cook the dirt. We plant grow.
The dorkiest of dorks.
If the dirt don't want to grow, the plant grow.
It'll make the corn better if the dirt is sterile.
The baking dish with the dirt was covered with foil and happened to be near a food service area because they had used the ovens.
Okay.
In the rush to deliver food, someone grabbed the tray.
Of dirt.
Of dirt.
And said what?
People started to eat it thinking it was, I guess what I would have assumed, like.
But it was just a tray of dirt, though. I would never just scoop up, even if I thought it was just
but
crumbled up.
But if you're at a meal, even if it's dessert time.
And there's crumbled up cookies on a tray.
And you see the most convincing dirt pudding you've ever seen.
But was it on the pudding or was it just a tray?
It was literally a tray of dirt because they were doing a science experiment.
That's what I mean. I would never take a spoon and go,
you would be able to discern that that's not of dessert.
Yes, because it was just a tray of regular dirt as opposed to a delicious dessert with layers of pudding and crumbled up cookies and whipped cream. In gummy bears or gummy worms.
Have it all.
My real dessert
my
of dirt.
Big tray of dirt.
Yeah, no, this almost sounds
like. It will
like,
let you down.
Yeah, maybe just a random tray of real no good dirt.
The attendees mistook the dessert put some in their mouth, immediately realized it was real dirt. It was quickly removed, accidental, not a prank, blah, blah, blah. And again, you eat grass.
Yeah, I did. Not for like all the times I wanted to try it.
All right.
But no, but do you see what I'm saying? Like, how could they not see the difference? This was just a cookie sheet that someone took just shovels full of actual dirt, threw it on there, nothing else. And somebody sat it out, and because they just assumed, because it was next to some cookies.
I gotta say, I'm gonna say a couple things here. I like when desserts, how do I say this? I like when desserts are something they're not. I like when I'm tricked.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also have trouble eating that dessert. So let me tell you a story.
Okay.
I was at a party once.
Dirt.
Where the words lost all meaning. Where they had made a kitty litter cake.
Okay, yeah.
And it was meant to look like kitty litter with little turds in it.
Yes.
I knew that was edible.
Yes.
That was made to look like kitty litter.
You couldn't do it?
Couldn't do it. Couldn't get over it.
I like the people that make cigarettes out of...
Cigarettes! Pretzel rods!
Yeah, those are really good.
You make the things that look like cigarettes
those are really
out of
good.
Pretzel rods.
Yep.
Can't eat a cigarette.
No.
Smoke cigarettes.
I smoke a cigarette of the friggin' time when I want to come down from a holiday.
Whenever I have a real holiday with my Nintendo Switch, I gotta smoke a little cigarette.
Whenever my grandma takes away my graphic novel,
because
she doesn't like the deals, full Bushendale.
Dirt cake is a different thing for me. I can eat so much dirt cake.
I do love it. I like it when it's in a pail or whatever.
Put it in a bowl. Put it in a toilet. I'll eat it. I don't care.
I just really like pudding, so it helps.
Yeah, me too.
It helps. But no, I would not be tricked by one I would not see one ingredient on a tray. Assume.
I can't do it now because we just did this story. But I am almost, I would say at least 95% sure I could make him eat dirt. I really could. Yeah. And I'm thinking back to your... What was it, your 40th that we all went over and had a pizza party?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, we're all having a good time. We're eating pizza pie.
Mm.
If I just put a little cup of dirt in front of him, I bet he gets one spoonful out of it.
Yeah, but
if we're in a party situation.
Are there other dessert dirts around and you're just trying to trick me with this one as
if
only
I put
dirt?
Out like,
because if there's nothing else around, again, like this situation, and someone just sets dirt in front of me.
Rover, don't start trouble. I'm not calling him stupid.
No.
I know what he means.
I get what he's saying. I could be convinced to eat dirt.
No, I wouldn't even need to trick you. So, I wouldn't need to convince you.
Well, it's like, I could be convinced.
Like, imagine all those tables.
I could be tricked as well.
With like six little cups of dirt.
Okay,
I said, nobody, let Cody eat first.
Now we're talking. Now you might get me.
Because he's going to think this is dirt cake. And I'm going to already put it out.
I will have to gander at it first because I'm thinking of the cups.
Yeah.
You know those like...
Yeah.
Small plastic cups that if you squeeze it too hard, they snap and slice your hand.
Yeah, the most fragile cups ever made,
So I'm thinking of me like, I don't want to use this 9/11 thing. I'm just picturing myself picking it up off the table and going, oh, there's no pudding in that. And then looking for confirmation from somebody.
Yeah, is anybody else eating this?
Hopefully. I hope in my head.
He's worried. He's convincing himself. I might actually eat dirt.
Because in my head, I'm like, oh, dirt. And just...
Yeah, I think and once you get it close to your face, you would smell that it was actually dirt.
I do like to smell things.
Anyways.
Like that before I eat them.
This whole story has made me want dirt cake or dirt pudding so bad, and I need to make one of those, okay?
It's really easy, too. You just kind of got to get cookies, and what's your cookie topping? Oreo?
I thought it's always Oreos, right?
I mean, you can make whatever you want and call it dirt.
And then what's the pudding? A chocolate pudding with an earth with the worm in it?
Yeah.
And why does that gummy worm taste like, is like the best tasting gummy worm I've ever had?
Right? It's very weird. Yep, very weird.
Maybe I'll make us little dirt cakes tonight. little dirt pies.
A little dirt pies for us,
you know what I'm saying? Thinking about it. Give us a follow on Twitch, twitch.tv/theshow. The show is where you're going to follow us on twitch.tv/theshow.
Follow us. Meow.
You catch any of that hot MMA action?
I forgot we were gonna...
Big John McCarthy calls a stop to this contest at 17 seconds of the very first round.
Bro.
Declaring your winner by submission via armbar. Rowdy Ronda!
unbelievable. 3 hours.
Like, you can say WWE and AEW's fake, but at least you get a match.
At least our fake stuff lasts longer than that.
What the hell was that?
Because that was also fake. I have no idea.
I didn't care about the match. I don't watch much MMA.
I just saw what happened and went back and wanted to see. And it was like, what?
It was a 17-second. She immediately tapped out.
Real fast.
Way too, like, at least pretend you're going
to
fight.
There was no way for you to, once you're in there, that's it. You're up, that's it. Can't do anything. Like, whoa.
She smiled at the end of it. It was like, and I agree, Doggy, 17 seconds, ladies, is actually annoying. It's so long. It's
two
too
rounds.
Much.
It's two rounds.
I don't know who wins from this. Obviously, the two of them made a couple mil probably a piece.
Oh, no, Ronda made like 2.5 and the other one made like 1 something.
So it was just all that. So what? Then you can have everybody that bought a ticket.
I don't know.
It was on Netflix. So maybe people got Netflix subscriptions.
It was on the Netflix.
Yeah, you've just lost the confidence of whatever consumer.
Yeah, and that was like their first try on Netflix for MMA. It's like, that's not the best look.
Like, I didn't watch it, but when I got up Sunday morning, when it was a Saturday night, when I got up and saw that it was 17 seconds, I'm like, you're not even going to give the audience any show?
Well, if you go back and watch it, it's so weird, too. It's like, just the weirdest. I don't even know how to describe it.
No, you're describing it appropriately. I don't know how to describe it either.
She's all of a sudden had her in the armbar on the ground. And she didn't even, like, I get it. That is her move. Also, how weird that she did that. Like, come on, man. Again, that's also scripted part.
Right.
But the fact that before she even wrenched her arm, she had just started to pull and she was tapping out.
Yeah.
Because I thought, like, she was going to, like, grab and, like, try to do something because she hadn't really even locked it in yet.
Here, let's watch the entire match.
Yeah, might as well.
Literally watch the entire match.
I don't think they swear.
Twitch.tv, I can always dub it, Twitch or YouTube stream.
They might say S, but
Twitch.tv/the show.
That's the announcers.
I will dump it if they say the S word. And begin.
But here we go. All right.
Oh, that's too
and
quiet.
He's got her on the ground. Yeah. She's got her in like a headlock, kind of. And I thought Gina, is that her name, was going to choke her out.
Gina Carano, yeah.
But then she does one fake punch.
Now armbar.
And she's
taps.
Already tapped. Like,
that's it. That's the whole match. That's the whole match.
She didn't even try to move or anything.
Yeah. I just don't know how you maintain a consumer confidence in your product after doing that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. You can't.
It was a 3 hour card?
Yeah.
So maybe people knew it was going to have a good undercard and they don't care about this one? Yeah. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Just not. Yeah, I don't know. Not what you want to have as your.
Like, if you're going to.
Yeah,
if you're
going to
broadcast an obvious work, at least have Danhausen curse somebody or something.
Right?
At least entertain me a little bit.
So, I mean.
17 seconds, man.
I mean, as long as everyone's fun watching the whole thing.
I don't think they
leading
did.
Up to that.
I don't think they did. The song about Judith Light from Who's the Boss?
That's what I kind of thought.
Maynard wrote a song about Judith Light.
Good to know. Good to know.
May she rest in peace. Good morning. This is. Uh-oh. Am I misremembering again? No, I'm positive.
Mona?
No. Judith Light was the blonde.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, she's alive.
She is alive and well. My apologies to Judith Light and her family.
Yeah. Mona's alive too, I think, right?
Who is Mona?
I don't know her real name.
Mona.
Hey,
who's
Mona.
The boss?
Don't come upstairs. I'm banging your daughter. Oh!
Catherine Helmond.
Yeah.
Passed away in 2019.
But. Oh, she long dead.
Yeah. All right. I didn't do it, Susan. Now Susan's yelling at me.
Uh-oh. No, you're all right.
Good morning. This is K-Rock. Happy Monday, Get the show on demand wherever you hear your favorite podcasts. All killer, no filler. Boiled it right down.
Then get Angela.
Friday's podcast, you probably weren't even paying attention. We ended it with Tim Montana. He popped in studio. He was a fun hang.
That was neat.
That was at the very, very end of the show.
Still put a fart there.
He did put a good one there. I mean, he would have respected that. Now,
I wanted to work it in where it was like him.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Tim Montana was a great hang. Thank you. I hope you guys had a good time at the show with Alter Bridge or whatever. Alter Bridge, Big Wreck, and Tim on Friday night at the Landmark. Hope you had your fun.
Yeah, had your fun now. You're grounded.
Now you're grounded. I've been around my fair share of addicts, Cody, as I'm sure you have as well. What's up, man? And they're always surrounded by the worst influences.
Yeah.
It's a big part of addiction is you've got to break the friend circle you're in because they're not your friends.
They aren't their own worst enemy, then it usually is the circle is holding them in. They're stuck inside the circle because it's a circle.
And Britney Spears was spotted at a liquor store with two dudes who are hanging out with her. Here's the image that's going on Daily Mail right now.
Oh, come on.
She was spotted at a Sherman Oaks liquor store with two gentlemen before they all walked across the street to a bar. And this is what I'm talking about. Who are these scumbags?
Right? Like, who, what?
I get that you want to be better. Like, you have to want to get better as an addict, and maybe she's not there yet.
Or as just, if you look at that picture, the first guy looks just like a dude. It's probably like, whoa, Britney Spears wants to hang out with me?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Britney, let's go to the liquor store. It's not my fault, or it's not my problem to worry about you.
And that's the problem, is it's like she's surrounded by these people. I don't know if they get money out of it. I don't know if it's like you're saying, like, cool, I get to hang out with Britney Spears.
Because honestly, if Britney was like somewhere and she's like flirting with me and is like, hey, let's go to the liquor store and then we'll go back out here in the bar and we'll hang out. Like, I'd be like,
you
could
be
Britney,
persuaded because you might hook up with Britney Spears.
Right?
And that would be iconic.
Disaster. Probably have fire burns.
If it's that situation, I almost give these two dudes more credit if they didn't know her. If they're just like two dudes who are out at a bar, and suddenly Britney Spears is like, you want to hit the liquor store? And you're like, sure.
Like, yeah, I like to party.
If it's her friends, though, then they're scumbags.
Yeah, if it's somebody in her circle or whatever, it's like,
they're like, yeah, let's go to the liquor store and then go to a bar. Like, no, stop it.
Like, do you not remember where she just came from?
Yeah, this is not the situation.
And why she had to go where she went?
Yeah.
Like, no, they just, I don't think
they
pay attention.
You gotta break that circle of friends, man. Or not friends. They do not have, but she's out. She's making videos again. I shared one on my Instagram, K-Rock Josh. I'm not picking on her, but it is fascinating. I don't know.
Because it's crazy to watch.
No one's getting involved.
Because it's not even a spiral.
Yeah.
That's what's weird is that it's just like, I hope to God there's no more rock bottom than this. Because now it's just like a straight across, every day is the same.
Yeah.
There's no getting better.
Yeah.
Not getting worse.
She's out. She's feral again. She's out bouncing around, making her videos. She's loose.
Feral again.
She's loose. Did you watch SNL yet? Did you watch it?
I did.
You like when Chad Smith came out?
That was good. I don't know how old he is.
Chad Smith. Everyone's getting old.
He doesn't so much look like Will Ferrell anymore. He looks like an old man.
They're both getting old, though, but he is. But, he's getting old.
Yeah. No.
I don't think he's funny at all. I don't like him. I don't think he's funny at all.
Thank you very, very much. I'm thrilled to be back here hosting Saturday Night Live.
I like how long it took.
I know. I'm a cast member here.
Numerous.
For 7 years.
For those of you just listening, this is Chad Smith.
For the sixth time.
Pretending to be Will Ferrell.
It really feels like coming home.
Hey, excuse me.
What the hell do you think you're doing? I think I'm hosting the show.
You're not the host, I am. You're Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. No, shut up. Shut up. Everyone shut up. What the hell is wrong with you? He pushed me down backstage. And I fell. Lauren had to give me mouth to mouth. Seriously, what are you even doing here?
Okay, I'm the musical guest tonight.
No, you're not. No, you're not, Chad. No, Paul McCartney is the musical guest.
He ended up being the drummer, though. He did drum for
Paul
McCartney.
Oh, did he? I didn't even notice.
So just get off the stage. Get off the stage now. Go.
That's funny.
Yeah. You can watch the rest of it. It was funny. He was Paul McCartney was the musical guest, and Chad Smith was his drummer, because just kind of brings in other drummers.
Yeah.
And it was so funny just from a musically nerdy point. Paul McCartney's first song was an acoustic song. So watch the entire performance as Chad Smith, where is it? Do I have it?
What does he do? Just like...
Where's my... I don't know.
Taps?
No, this. He does this. One of the most accomplished drummers of all time.
Oh, he's got
an entire song goes...
He had a little leg. A little shaker. Leg.
And then occasionally he would hit a cymbal with his hand.
Just a little...
Yeah. And then Paul McCartney would perform, yeah.
Wicked funny. No, I did not pay attention when he played.
No.
You're not a Beatles guy. I don't like Paul McCartney even more. His music, not him. I don't care about him. But no, that's not my jam.
No, Paul is still out there playing. He's doing his thing. No, he's playing new stuff still. Yeah, can you imagine?
Have some new jams.
You go to see Paul McCartney and he plays the new stuff.
I've got a new one for you.
What? No! Come on, man. Do the hits.
Do the Beatles and that's it.
Do
a nice one for you. No, I always forget the guy's name, but I forgot because I haven't seen it in a while. How funny I think the slam guy is from Update.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm. He's hilarious.
That's the funniest thing I've ever
seen. He's hilarious. He brought out the slam dudes or whatever
they
were.
So good.
So fun. All right. Other side of this, big hockey game tonight. So you know your boys got to get into some hockey action. Let's flip it right now.
Good. Flip it right now.
Let the people see right on YouTube.
I swore.
Right on Twitch.
Flip it now. Beehole.tv
/the show. And if you have a link and maybe you need to update your link, it is now twitch.tv/the show. Heads. Is it at Sabres?
Yes.
All right. Heads on the Canadiens.
At Sabres.
Tails on the Sabres. Heads on the Canadiens. Tails on the Sabres. I'm the Sabres, baby.
Oh, it's okay. I have a trick up my sleeve.
I am the Sabres. What, is it hitting me 106 times?
It was, no, how much money?
126.
Was it 126? Yeah. I'll never break that record.
Uh-huh.
No, not after Friday.
So other side of this, we will get into your gaming stream brought to you by Hidden Gardens, north side of Syracuse, and Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. It's already 74 degrees outside, bud. Gonna be a nice one today in Central New York.
I think everybody's got diarrheas.
Oh, I gotta go home because I got diarrheas. I can't be there.
So you might as well you gotta go to the bathroom now.
I gotta go.
You gotta. If you're at work, it's a good time to like run by your boss and be like, "Oh my god, oh my god," and then you know, like 20 minutes later.
Shout out to any of the show fam working outdoors today. Thinking of you. It's gonna be a hot one today and tomorrow. Stay hydrated. Stay cool if you can.
Bing, bing, bing.
Because, you know, why get a spring?
Nope.
It was like 30 last week. It's not going to be 93 today. Anywho, we will hand you off to the 90s at 9. Speaking of 90s, 90s at 9.
What about it?
Kick it off with Days of the New. We'll be playing our video games and our gaming stream. Twitch.tv/the show. Twitch.tv/the show, or of course on YouTube at KRockCNY. Follow us there. We'll do Canadians at Sabres.
Nitty gritty now.
Canody is the Canadians, and I am the Sabres.
Only 8 teams
game
left.
Game 7.
All the sports, man. No one's left. Down to the nitty gritties. Let's go.
Tonight at 7:30. We'll all be watching that tonight. Game 7. Let's go.
Hockey.
Sabres. Brought to you by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan and Hidden Gardens. Coming soon to the north side of Syracuse. 90s and 9 kicks off with Days of the New. It's K-Rock.